Turn with me in your Bible today to the book of Romans, the fourth chapter. Romans, the fourth chapter. We've been teaching a series this year with a lot of different parts to it, but teaching on the supernatural outpouring from heaven. Everybody say that? Supernatural outpouring from heaven. And then if you'll notice on the wall back here, it says faith for the supernatural. So every one of you in here need to understand that you need to be believing God to have and faith for the supernatural, because there's just some things you can't take care of yourself. And you need a supernatural God to do it for you. Amen. Come on, talk to me. You, it's beyond your ability. It's beyond you to be able to handle something. There's different things that come against us, the war against us, that is beyond your ability, but God. Somebody say, but God. But God can handle that thing. He can take care of that. If you will trust Him, rely upon Him, habitually lean upon Him and pursue Him, He's going to manifest Himself on your behalf. So having faith for the supernatural. See, if we lose our expectation for the supernatural, then, you know, we're just going to be natural people, never experiencing God's bigger and greater thing. And that's the problem with the church today, is what have forgotten and don't even talk about the supernatural, God's miracle working power that He wants to manifest on your behalf and on the behalf of all believers, because that's what makes us different, is that we serve a supernatural God. And a supernatural God likes doing what? Boy, this is the smartest church I've been in all day today. A supernatural God likes doing what? And He likes doing it for who?
Me.
There you go. He likes doing it for you. So we need to believe God for His supernatural. Any of y'all can handle God, need God to show up in a supernatural way for you? Anybody in here?
Amen.
I'm talking to at least everybody in here. Amen. So you gotta pursue God's presence. You gotta go after Him and trust Him that He can intervene on your behalf. See, the devil doesn't want Him to intervene on your behalf because it's going to give testimony of what God has done on your behalf. Either you're going to be testifying about it, or they're going to testify about it, because it's so big they can see it happening on your behalf. Are y'all with me? So the enemy wars against you. He's warring against you now. He doesn't want God's breakthrough power to manifest on your behalf. And the reason why a lot of times it doesn't, the supernatural never manifests, is because of either fears, where we don't operate in faith, because faith is the connector to the supernatural. Faith is the connector to the supernatural. Faith is the connector to the supernatural. So the enemy fights hard, Brenda, against people living and learning how to walk by faith. So it's when we say we live and walk by faith and not by sight. And a lot of people don't understand it. So they say, oh, well, you're talking too much about faith. Well, everything that we do should be in God, should be by faith. Faith is what pleases God and defeats the devil. I wish y'all could have got that. Faith is what pleases God and defeats the devil. So the enemy fights hard against you from being able to operate in the arena of faith, because he wants you not to experience God's supernatural outpouring upon your behalf. But supernatural God is all through, from Genesis to Revelation, seeing God doing supernatural things on the behalf of those who believe for Him. Do I got any believers here today? Oh, man, we might have some manifestations right here today in Jesus' name. Amen.
So we're trying to get rid of all the limiting factors,
yeah.
Things that are limiting you. So the pastor was saying a lot of times people don't know what the word has to say and have faith for the word, but we can say not in this church, because we hear what the word is saying, and we not only hear what the word is saying, we can believe with you for the supernatural to happen in your life. This is October already, and we've been talking about the supernatural, and we believe in, and it is happening on the behalf of all of us, whether we know it or not, just by you putting the word on the inside and you're just operating. See, one of the big things is, as pastors always taught us, just hear and obey. You will walk in the supernatural by just hearing and obeying. A lot of times you hear supernatural and you think, oh, it's something spooky or something, ooh, you know, something wild. But it's just being doing what the word tells you to do. You come to God as a natural. But he, when you came to him and you decided he's your Lord, he is putting his super on your natural. So he wants to prove himself continually in your life from each morning. Scripture says his mercies are new every morning. So every day there's an opportunity for God to show up for you. Every day he wants to thank God for what he did before, but look what he's going to do as we finish out this year. Because we are getting rid of all those limitations. Because this is our year.
Because those limitations are strongholds.
Yeah. And
those limitations are old mindsets. Because everybody in here, and you watching by television or the internet, we all have had some setbacks. We've all had some negative things happen, difficult times, that the enemy wants to anchor you into that bad thing and get you set into it, that you get a stronghold to it where the enemy can continually come back into your life through that access that you gave him, through that stronghold. But that stronghold or that old mindset can be broken with the supernatural power of God. It's like somebody that said that they could never forgive. They could never forgive. Well, it's a stronghold, and that needs to be broken. Because once you start operating and believing God, somebody say, believe in God.
Believe in God.
What did I just say?
Believe in God.
Believe in God for the supernatural. Supernatural. Wherever you are, God's got more to want to do on your behalf than where you are right now. But you got to believe God for the supernatural power of God to manifest on your behalf. And when you do, see, the supernatural opens the doors for promotion. It opens the doors for opportunities. The supernatural opens the door for increase. The supernatural opens the door for a testimony on your behalf. It opens doors for favor, for health and wealth and success, and God's greatness to be seen on your behalf. That's why the enemy doesn't want you to believe for the supernatural. And believing for the what?
Supernatural.
Come on, let's try it again. Believing for the what?
Supernatural.
It's not about tomorrow. And it's not about yesterday. It's about today. See, some of you don't need nothing to happen tomorrow. You need something to happen today. The supernatural is now. Come on, say it's now.
Supernatural.
So can I believe God today that some of y'all gonna walk out of here with a supernatural breakthrough today? Today, turn around your neighbor and tell him, I really feel like he's talking about you right now. Tell him, I really feel like he's talking about you. So the supernatural, somebody say supernatural.
Supernatural.
The supernatural can change your future in a moment, in an instant. It can change your whole future. That's why the devil don't want you to believe for the supernatural. You know, and because the church has got away from the supernatural, so Harry Potter came into the play. Harry Potter with all his adventures and selling quazillions of books and all this stuff, because the church is not offering the supernatural. People are not believing for it. I was at a church one time and I asked the pastor to pray for me. He said, oh, we don't do that at this church. I was physically being attacked. He said, we don't pray for people. There's some of them, they have just got so far away from the supernatural, they don't even give God a chance to do nothing. But I'm commanding you in the name of Jesus, you better start believing for the supernatural. Because no matter where you are in your life, God's got more in store for you. What level you on, God wants to raise you to a higher level. Whatever miracle you need, God's got a bigger miracle in store for you. But you got to what? Believe for the supernatural. And the supernatural can change your future just like that. Glory to God.
Amen. God is faithful. So in Romans, the fourth chapter, It tells us, beginning of verse 18?
Yes.
Romans 4:18, and it's talking here about Abraham, and it says, who against hope believed in hope. How many know we're in a world right now where a lot of people have lost their hope?
Right.
And they're looking at the circumstances. So it says here in verse 18, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. So y'all know Abraham hadn't had any children at this time. He became the father of many nations. It says, according to that which was spoken, it says, so shall thy seed be. And being not, verse 19, and being not weak in faith, and that's what we are teaching you all, so you don't be weak in faith.
Come on.
And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. That was a big one. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb.
So let me just say something about that. Okay, a couple of things here. So against hope, he believed in hope. He believed in the supernatural, that God could do something, because here he is almost 100 years old. He has no children. And God tells him that he's going to have some children. And so God changed his name from Abram to Abraham, the father of many nations. So now God is, everywhere he goes, people now are calling him Abraham and saying to him, father of many nations. He's hearing it all the time. How many of y'all know something's got to get inside of you first before it comes out of you, and then before it manifests around you?
Yeah.
So he started hearing it, believing it, and then all of a sudden, you know, here he is, he old, she old. How many know when the Bible calls you old, you passed old. You old. Because the people living 900 years, you know, so the Bible called you old, you old. And so he turned around here, and then he says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. See, this is where we come into faith. This is where we come in believing God. He considered not the, or we could say, the natural circumstances.
Right.
The things that were there that was coming at him right then. He didn't even consider it. He didn't look at it. That's why we say we walk by
faith
and not by. Because I can't look at that and then stay in faith. I can't allow myself to keep being tormented by looking at that, talking about that, crying about that.
Worrying about
Worrying about that and be in faith. So I have to come to the place in my life that I have to trust God, because faith, I put down here, see, faith is not dealing with the area of the natural or in the reasoning or human logic, because you got to move past your knowledge or your human logic to be and reasoning to step out into this area.
Yeah.
Yes, it looks bad. Yes, it stinks. Yes, it's ugly. But you got to still believe God. He can turn something that stinks and ugly and looks bad around for your good. Y'all with me? He can turn. Shout at somebody and say, he can do it for you.
He can do it for you.
He can do it for you. He can turn it around.
Amen. And he can do it for you, just like he said. Can we look at that in the Message Bible? Romans 4, and start at verse 17 in the Message. Just wanted to make sure we see this. And it says, we call Abraham father not because he got God's attention by living like a saint. Where did he get his name? But because God made something out of Abraham when he was a what? It wasn't because he was a saint. But he called him, he made something out of him. God wants to make something out of us. When he was a nobody, isn't that what we've always read in scripture? God saying to Abraham, I set you up. I set you up as father of many nations. Abraham didn't know. All he did was obey God. God said, move, go with your family, leave your family, go over here. God was just setting him up. He obeyed God. He did what God said. And then it says here that God set him up. Abraham was first named father and then became a father because he did what? He dared to trust God to do what only God could do. This is what we're teaching you. We want you to believe that God can do. He'll set you up. He'll give you a name. He'll tell you what he wants to do in your life, and he'll set you up. Now, you just got to dare to trust God to do what he said. That's all he did. That's all he did. All of us have to realize we are nobody without him. I don't care what achievements you've made, and that's how people get off, because I got this degree, I got this title, and I have this and that. But Abraham, he just obeyed God. He just followed God, and God set him. He set him in a place. God has set each one of you in a place to do what only to do what only God can do. This is why we're not letting this go this year, a supernatural outpouring from heaven. He wants to do what only he can do, so that your family, your neighbors, your co-workers, those that are watching you will see, I know Phil. Phil couldn't do this by himself. Phil was a nobody. And Brenda is a nobody. We all, but God wants to do it. That's when he puts his super on your natural. He will set you in a place, and that's all we're trying to do is keep you to be in that place and continually follow his directions in the place that he set you. And it goes on to say that in the King James, it went on and said that, okay, with the word, okay, and being not weak, okay, in being not weak in faith, okay, he considered not his own body. He staggered not in verse 20. Okay, what y'all doing? What y'all doing to me? Okay. All right, go back to 19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, neither yet the 100. Okay, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So,
neither yet the dead is in Sarah's womb.
So what happened here? So what happened here is that it said he was not weak in faith. And here's the big word. He considered not his own body, which is now dead. Now, I don't want to have to break that down too deep for you.
Right.
But his body that was now dead, he says, when he was yet about 100 years old, his body's dead. And neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. So he's got to consider not himself nor his wife's area, because God called him a father of many nations.
Yeah.
Has not had able to have a child, but God said, you're going to have a child. Well, but how is this going to happen at my age and the deadness that is in me and the deadness is in my wife? But he believed God and staggered not at the promise of God. Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
And he staggered not at the promise of God. By his stripes, you're healed. My God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Huh? God said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He's an ever-present God. Listen to me. You got not to let the enemy cause you to stagger at something that God has given you, because God is bigger than your situation. And all he's looking for you is not to allow yourself the pleasure of listening to somebody else's unbelief and their doubt to talk you out of your faith that God has a miracle for you or a supernatural breakthrough for your behalf.